Hi, this is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
The body or the knockout looks of you. Girl, you've got a lot of things I'd like to steal, it's true. So something deep inside me just gets chained up in a knot to know that you'd want to take away the one thing that I've got. Anything but him I'll let you take. Tabitha, what else can I give to you to make you go away? I ain't got no diamonds, ain't got gold, no I've got some old home movies. You should see the one my daddy took of us on our wedding day. You see his face as I'm walking down the aisle. Does he look at you that way? And I ain't gonna leave my man, but I'm stretched dangerously thin. So anything but him I'll give to you to make you go away. Take my bed, I know you like sleeping in it. Take the clock that helped you count down the minutes. Take my scarf and take my hair. Take the sweater off my back. Take so anything but him I'll let you take. Tabitha, what else can I give to you? Oh, Tabitha, what else can I give to you to make you go away?
I think I just cried a little bit. Well, that was some sad, sleepy time music. You're listening to 88 miles per hour on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I'm back at my normal time for now. We'll see what the rest of the semester brings. But for now, I'm here. It's just me. The lovely Amanda is not gone yet, but she will be taking an adventure to Ecuador and will not be with us this semester. However, I think she's going to give us a call in a little bit, which will be fun and exciting, and we'll see what she has to say. Also in the works is an Amanda sound box. I wanted her to record some Amanda sounds and phrases so that I won't feel so lonely without her. I'm very excited about that. She says she's working on it, but we'll ask her for an update on it tonight. Anyways, I've got some tunes for you this evening, a plethora of things, some new, some old, some fresh, some also sad, sleepy time songs, but not until later. So here we'll kick it off with a fun song.
Do you go through? And I sit by myself every night, saying, why did I bring myself here? Why do I keep myself alive? Losing my sanity is my biggest fear, but if I lose it, at least there's nothing to lose. Anyways, I guess it would just be worse for others. For me, it would just be constantly starting anew. And I don't have many others, because that's how it should be. For me, friendship never came so easily.
anywhere. They always offer when there's loads of love around. But when you're short of some, it's nowhere to be found. Well, I know your game. You told him yesterday, no chance you get nothing from me. But now she's there, you're there, and everybody's there. He's in turmoil, as puzzled as can be. Just like me. Let's go down, down, low down, where I know I should not go. Oh, and she thinks she's the one, but she's just one in 24. And just 'cause everybody's doing it, does that mean that I can too? Antiseptic to the sore, to hold you by the hand, must he first be in demand? How he longs for you to long for him once more, just once more. Let's go down, down, lower down, where I know I should not go. Oh, and she thinks she's the one, but she's just that means.
We just heard some tunes. Oh man, I'm very loud in my ears. Okay, let's see. So the first song we listened to was Reverend's Revenge by the House Martins off of one of their two albums, London Zero Hole 4. And then we listened to Strawberry Mount. Nope. I can't talk today. Then we listened to Super Neutro Tropical by Strawberry Mountain, which is one of my dear friends from Home's band. I like it a lot. The middle part where it changes, at first I was kind of skeptical, but it very much fits their band, so it's pretty neat. I like the lyrics a lot too, actually. I find oftentimes that when I listen to a song, I get very caught up in just the music and the sounds rather than the meaning or the words. Sometimes it's kind of a secondary thought for me, so when I do listen to a song and the lyrics are something that kind of strike me at first, it's kind of special in a way, I guess you could say. And then the last one we listened to was No Buses by Arctic Monkeys. A very good friend showed me that song, and they're very correct that they thought I would like it, and I did. It's off one of the Arctic Monkeys EPs. Not a band I listen to a whole heck of a lot, but I do like them, and their EPs are a little less, I don't know if intense is the right word, but they're a little softer, lighter maybe, so I really enjoyed that a lot. Yeah, that's all I have to say for now. I think Amanda's going to be calling in soon, so stay tuned for some Amanda time.
I saw her later and I was just like, sorry for making you cry. She's like, it's okay.
Yeah. Here's one for the diamonds in the dark,
California day.
All the people in the park,
never
feels the same. Festive for the amblers in the gloom,
it's the darkest gloom.
And all the feathers feeling blue. She tastes like sunlight, and she's always gonna be there in the back of your mind. Is the time to rewind? Were you born to live or born to die? Forget or forgive, there's a place you can live.
As we anxiously await our Amanda call, I will tell you what songs we just listened to. The first song after the break was called Survival by Adult Mom. I really like her voice. It's very cool. And then we listened to It Gets More Blue by Girlpool. What a sad song title. And then we listened to California Days by Peace. That's what I feel like I've been in with all of this cold rain. I don't know about, I mean, it could have been snow. I'm not sure what would be better at this point, really. I kind of like the rain, but I don't really like cold rain. You know, like, medium temperature rain is okay, or warm rain, but not cold rain. All right, we have an Amanda on the line. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Emma.
How are you? You're on the air.
Oh my goodness, I'm on air.
You're on air.
Oh my goodness, this is my moment of fame.
A remote broadcast, if you will.
I've never done one of these before. It's very confusing.
Does it feel strange not being in the station with me?
Yes, I'm sitting in my room, and I'm very confused how I'm also on our show.
We should get, like, a hologram machine. And then you could be
Ooh.
Here. like in Star Wars.
I really
Wars.
Would like that, except then also one where I could see the hologram of you.
Oh, yeah.
So like a two-way. I guess that's how those work, huh?
Wow. Sure.
You know.
That would be
know.
Cool.
Well, don't worry. I have actually have some recordings I'm going to be sending your way so that I can remotely always be on the show.
There's our update. I was telling our however many listeners that I was going to ask you about that.
Yes.
But I didn't even have to ask.
I don't have them recorded yet. However, they're in my brain, and so soon they will be in the form of voice memos.
Wow.
So that you can play them for everyone.
I'm so excited.
They're going to be fantastic. They should be excited.
I love it. I love it.
Emma.
Yes.
I have an overrated, underrated, if you'd like.
Oh my goodness. I feel so...
Oh my goodness.
I feel so special.
Yes. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you sure?
No. But yes.
Uh-oh. Okay. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. Overrated, underrated, holding hands.
Wow. I think...
It's a beauty, right? It's a beauty.
Mm-hmm. I think underrated. I feel like as a little kid, you know, your mom would always be like, hold your sister's hand or hold my hand or something.
Yeah.
Like when you're crossing the street or whatever. And I remember being like, like not young enough to not care, but not old enough to realize that like it's okay. That like weird in between state of the like, I don't want to hold my sister's hand or whatever.
Right,
and like
right,
now,
right,
like,
right.
I don't know. I think it's kind of cute and like it's nice. And although it is,
like,
it does prohibit mobility a little bit.
Yes.
But it's nice.
Here's my thing. I think that it should be more acceptable for people to hold hands because it's, like, really nice, like, connection, you know? And just, like, you know, you're not alone. Like, I got you, friend, or more than friend, you know? And,
yes.
like, it's, like, a really special moment. But also, like, for some reason, I don't know if this is just unique to me, but whenever I'm holding someone's hand for, like, an extensive period of time, then I start to think about how I'm holding their hand, and then it becomes, like, this thing, and I'm just like, then I feel awkward about it, and I think this is just me. But I'm just like, oh, we're still holding hands, and like, oh, now my hand's getting sweaty, and like, I don't know, I just get weird after a while, and I'm just like, now I can't move my hand, and like, I don't know.
So we should renormalize holding hands is what you're saying.
Well, I think we should. And yeah, because I think I start thinking like that because like we don't do it enough, you know?
I agree. So people think it's like weird and then we overthink. You know, I'm going to start holding everyone's hand that I see.
Right. And they're probably going to be freaked out, but then they'll catch on.
Right. And then it'll be okay again. All right.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like it. So like overall, I also think it's underrated.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're on the same
page.
That's what
you said?
That's what I said.
Okay, good. Very good.
I didn't have an over under for you.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
That's
I know. Okay, wait, hold on. Give me 30 seconds. I'll think of one. Stall for me.
Okay. I didn't have anything prepared. Oh, here's the thing. To all you listeners out there, you should definitely check out Justin Stevens' music. I'm probably saying his name wrong, but he just got like nominated for an Oscar for the soundtrack music that he wrote. I also forget the name of the movie from like the worst publicist ever. But check him out because all his songs are beautiful and make me really like reflective, but also they're just like so good and like very musical and such. Emma, can you cut me off now because
yes, I'm ready.
Okay,
that was a great public service announcement though.
I just feel really weird talking on air through my phone in my room.
That's fair. I don't blame you. But I have an overrated underrated for you.
Okay, I'm excited.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Things that are coffee flavored that aren't coffee. Like, for example, coffee flavored ice cream or coffee flavored candies.
Yeah. Okay, so here's my thing. I already know it's way overrated for me because I don't really like coffee that much anyways. And so then you give me like fake coffee and it's like even worse for me. Like,
interesting.
Like, because when I was younger too, I think I'm a little bit scarred because when I was younger, I would always mistake coffee flavored ice cream for chocolate. I'm like, that's not a mistake that you want to make because
no.
Like, just like completely different flavor. Like, that's like a shock, you know? And it's like when you drink like water that's not water, it's like juice, and then you're like, what's wrong with my water? Like, just like that kind of thing. And long story short, I don't like it. The only kind of coffee I've ever liked in my life really was when I went to Honduras and drank that coffee, and I was like, whoa. But other than that, can't do it.
Interesting. I feel oppositely.
Well,
I think maybe it stems from the fact that I can't really drink coffee because I will literally shake in my own body for several hours. But yeah. I like the flavor of it. So, like, for me, if I, like, want that flavor, I have to get it from other... I mean, or I could drink decaf, I guess. But, like, I enjoy, like, a coffee-flavored piece of candy.
Oh, wow. I did not notice about you.
Yeah. Well, wow. We learn something new every day.
Yeah.
I'm glad we got to share that.
This is going to sound real stupid, but, like, I like the aesthetic of coffee. Like, having, like, a warm beverage in my hands. And then, so, like, I would always just go to hot chocolate, but I'm trying to transition myself to mochas because I am an adult. However, I feel like very soon I will go right back to hot chocolate because I got a mocha before work today. And literally all day I was just, like, shaking. And, like... I didn't realize that it had that much of an effect on me, but
Really
it does. So
it's okay. I respect the hot chocolate move.
Yeah. I feel like it's just always going to be my move because also no one's going to know that it's hot chocolate. So
true.
Just the one I ordered it from, which is fine. Well, how's the show going?
It's pretty good. You're listening to it right now. Yeah. I guess you tell me. I miss you, but I'm glad we got to chat.
Yeah, of course. Well, you're doing great. Flying solo. Soon to be accompanied by recordings.
Yes, just me and my recordings.
Oh my goodness. Well,
thanks for calling in.
Thanks for picking up.
Hopefully, he maybe hear from you next week.
Of course. Because
awesome.
Next week will be the last week I can.
Oh, no. So we better make it a good one.
So, yeah, I have to. Maybe next week, I'll name Dennis will call in.
Wow. I like that.
You know, I'm having a feeling that may be more next week's vibe.
Okay.
I talked to her earlier today. It sounded like she was really missing the show.
I like that idea.
We can
have a PSA.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me.
Oh, always. Thanks for joining me.
Okay, play me some good tunes.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Well, that was fun. I'm happy now. All right, well, she said to play her some good tunes, so I think we should do that.
One, two, three, four. You won't believe what I could have told you. But I don't believe I have the balls to let you know. I can say that cause I'm a man, but I feel like a little boy today.
I cherish my intercontinental friendships. We talk it over continental breakfast in a hotel in East Bumble, wherever.
Somewhere on the sphere around here. Right. cherish my intercontinental friendships. Not much very big on enemies, so I kick a can way up into the sun, man. But it falls down into a ravine. I don't mean to even think about it that way, but I do.
Watching the waves come in that night, from my back porch to porch swing, swinging on its own. See, it's just an inhabitant of some holy ghost.
I walk like a bruised ego along shorefront property unknown to me.
But I'm feeling inferior on the interior.
Don't you see?
Guarded and sentimental.
And after all, it's just a rental.
Like better luck performing telekinesis on a priestess.
You won't believe what I might have, could have told you. But I wouldn't want to leave you tripping out over it. Okay, more so me, but
or just me. Watching the waves come in at night, from my back porch to porch swing, swinging on its own. See, it's just an inhabitant of some holy ghost. We talk it over continental breakfast in a hotel in East Bumble, wherever.
Somewhere on this sphere, around here.
Trusted, whoever cared at all.
So in all of the excitement, I forgot about the most important part of the show, which is our PSA. And Amanda's not here, or unnamed guest number one, to read it, so I have to take one for the team. Don't drink and drive. PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, especially Tide Pods, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Well, I'm going to play one more song and leave you in the very capable hands of our two next DJs. Thanks for listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This has been 88 miles per hour.